On the front of my calendar, I have written these words, plan for the future, but live one week at a time, one day at a time, one meeting at a time. It's just a simple reminder to me not to get ahead of myself, or more importantly, not to get ahead of the Lord. In reality, the Christian life is not even lived a week at a time, a day at a time, a meeting at a time. It's lived one moment at a time. Constantly depending on the Lord and His sufficiency at every twist and every turn on the journey. You know, the road of life is filled with intersections, isn't it? Crossroads, choices. And each traveler needs wisdom to know which way to take. In our study on the daily Christian life, we've come now to this very important truth of daily wisdom. Oh, the longer I live, the more I have to deal with, the more convinced I am that I need wisdom that is not my own. I need wisdom that is not of this world. I need the wisdom that James refers to as wisdom from above. And I have no idea who's listening to this particular podcast today. We all have decisions. We all have things facing us. Whatever it is you're about to decide, whatever precipice you're standing on, wondering what's on the other side of this next step, may I say to you, pause just a moment and be sure you have God's wisdom on that matter. I bring you in our study to Proverbs chapter 8. Now, Proverbs is a book of wisdom for life. But Proverbs chapter 8 is an amazing chapter because it is the personification of wisdom. Now, the Holy Spirit literally lets wisdom speak as if wisdom were a person. It is. The Lord Jesus has made unto us wisdom. Christ is wisdom personified. But in Proverbs chapter 8, wisdom is seen as a woman, standing and crying out and speaking, and she gives a testimony. She speaks to all of us. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1 says, "Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the paths." Listen to that phrase, "by the way, in the places of the paths." It means at every juncture in life, God makes wisdom available. So no matter how old you are, no matter where you are, no matter what decision you're facing, you know, I thought at some point in life I would have made all the big decisions. But in reality, they keep coming, don't they? Well, that's fine because God gives wisdom for every decision. When you come down to verse 20, wisdom promises, God is speaking, of course, verse 20, "I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment." That's what I need. I need God's leadership. I need to find God's way. And to choose the right path each day requires real wisdom. And the Lord reveals here that wisdom was present on the first day. Now look at verse 22 of Proverbs 8. "The Lord possessed me," this is wisdom speaking, "the Lord possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled. Before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet He had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When He prepared the heavens, I was there. When He set a compass upon the face of the depth. When He established the clouds above. When He strengthened the fountains of the deep. When He gave to the sea His decree that the waters should not pass His commandment, when He appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by Him, as one brought up with Him." That's powerful. In other words, this takes us all the way back to before Genesis chapter number 1. Now remember, God is the one who established days. Remember, the evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day. Before there were days, there was wisdom. Do you know what I need? I need wisdom for every day. There was a divine order in all of this. And then he continues in verse 30, and he says, "And I was daily His delight, rejoicing always before Him." Think of this. God loves wisdom so much that every day He delights in it. It delights Him. It makes God happy. May I say, if you're going to follow Him, you too must learn to love wisdom. You must find your joy in the daily discovery of God's way, of divine direction. And may I say, if you'll walk in wisdom, God will delight in you. Your life will please Him, will praise Him, will bring Him great joy. And then this powerful chapter, Proverbs chapter 8, concludes with a blessing. Listen to the blessing in verse 34. "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Notice here, daily wisdom is important to God, verse 30. Daily wisdom should be important to me, verse 34. And there's a daily listening. Blessed is the man that heareth me. There is a daily looking, watching daily at my gates. There is a daily waiting, waiting at the post of my doors. All for one thing, for daily wisdom. In other words, there is an expectancy, there is an earnestness, there is a searching after wisdom found in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34 that should be found in every one of our lives. So I would ask you, have you spent time in the Word of God today? Have you prayed definitely today for wisdom? Have you been still and quiet before the Lord and asked God to show you His way before you make a decision? James 1, 5 and 6 declares, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. You should pray a prayer for wisdom every day, I would say even many times through the day. And you should claim God's promise of wisdom for every decision and every direction. Here are the steps. Number one, acknowledge your lack. If any of you lack wisdom, say to God, I don't have the wisdom I need. Agree with God. Number two, ask. And be specific in your asking. Ask Him for wisdom for what you're dealing with today. And then believe. Let Him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Like George Mueller, put your finger on one of the divine promises found in Scripture every morning and say to the Lord, Lord, I'm trusting You to fulfill this promise in my life. You promised, and I'm claiming this. You see, prayer is no substitute for faith. You have to do more than simply ask. You have to ask in faith. We have daily lack. There should be daily asking, requiring daily faith so that we can have daily wisdom. I want to give you a challenge. Would you begin to start every day for the next week with a prayer for wisdom? Place James 1, 5, and 6 somewhere in a prominent place where you'll see it each morning and through the day. Memorize it. Meditate on the promise of God. And make the great priority of your life God's priority, which is this, daily wisdom.